Good afternoon, welcome back. As you might have guessed, that was the I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here theme tune. And now it's my absolute pleasure to welcome Mr. Hugo Taylor to Vectis Radio. Can you hear us, Hugo?
I can indeed. How are you?
I'm very, very good, thanks. How about yourself?
Yeah, pretty good. Enjoying a nice relaxing Saturday.
No, what do you think of the weather? Have you got nice weather you are? I've just been outside and it's pouring with rain.
I have not left my sitting room all day, actually.
I don't blame you.
No, hiding out. I had quite my friend's birthday party last night, so
oh, well.
Effects today.
Hungover at all or not?
A little bit.
Oh, dear. Now, thank you very much for agreeing to join us this afternoon.
It's my pleasure.
No worries. And thanks for everyone that sent in questions. There's lots of people wanting to marry you. Did you know that?
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
If I was a Mormon, I would accept, but I'm unfortunately unable to.
Nah. Now, we're talking I'm a Celebrity this afternoon. Get me out of here. And now, mm-hmm. I think you were one of 12, weren't you, in the jungle?
Yeah, there were 12 of us.
How many days were you in the jungle for again?
21 nights.
Oh, blimey, sounds quite tough to me.
It is. Time goes extremely slowly there. I mean, you know, in London or in Isle of Wight, you're very busy and, you know, you're charging around, and then when you're in the jungle, there's a bit of action in the morning and a bit of action in the evening, and apart from that, you've got to fill your day, and because you're up when the sun comes up, you're up at about, what we discovered was about 4:30.
Oh, blimey.
So, long days with nothing to do but washing and collecting firewood, so it's quite slow moving, but, you know, a great experience.
I can imagine. I haven't been in the jungle, and to be honest, I don't think anyone listening has. So what would you say it's actually like? I mean, is it how we see it, rice and beans when there's no stars? Or does, like, I used to have this vision that when the cameras weren't looking, someone would sneak in and be like, oh, have some fish and chips, you're famous, or something like that.
My lord, if that was only the truth of it, no. I mean, we had the record lowest amount of food ever on I'm a Celebrity, and I think we got 2 meals in 10 days. Apart from that, it was rice and beans. And, you know, it's not a lot of rice and beans. You get 70 grams per day, so it works out to about 200 calories.
Is it like kids' portions, then, when you go to a restaurant?
That would be huge to us. It was about 2 mouthfuls per meal. So you lose a lot of energy, and because you're like exerting yourself as well, you know, you're minus calories, so you drop weight like nothing else. And Rosemary lost 2.5 stone.
Wow.
I lost 1.5 stone, so, you know, the people were great, so that's what made it so much fun.
And now, the first trial I remember you doing was the Savage Sewer, that's right, isn't it?
That was the second one.
I did one
on the first day with David.
Yes.
Pretty crazy. And then Savage Sewer was, yeah, the second one.
Yeah, and that was filled with quite various critters, and you had to obtain stars, which obviously gave you a meal for camp.
And now, a snake tried to bite me in the face.
Yeah, I was going to say about that. That was quite scary to watch. How was that for you?
Well, I wasn't afraid of snakes before, but now I am. That one. It was a little one, because there was a mum or dad or something was right at the beginning of the tunnel, and I had to crawl over that, and, you know, it was so big, I had to crawl on top of it, so I think the little snake took offence and tried to take a bite out of my face, but luckily I was wearing a pair of goggles.
That's right.
A bit low.
Yeah, I've always noticed that some of the animals in there are quite tame. I don't know if you've seen, like, the rats and stuff like that. They all seem, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
they don't seem
that bad. The rats are actually pretty sweet. They're just rampant. I was in a box with about 35 of them, and they're all, you know, going at each other. It was quite weird.
Sounds shocking. Now, believe it or not, I live in a household with 7 kids. Mm-hmm. And my little brother watched I'm a Celebrity religiously, and I was preparing the questions, and I had a 7-year-old sat next to me, and he was like, don't forget to ask Hugo this, don't forget to ask him this, and he really wants my job, I swear. But he's recorded a question, and he sat on the sofa listening, so I was wondering if you'd be able to answer this for him.
Okay.
Who was your favourite person in the jungle?
Oh, I think probably my favourite people were Eric, David and Ashley, and Linda. They were all really great, and I've seen David and Ashley quite a few times since we left, so, you know, lovely people, so entertaining.
Did you get on well with everyone at all, or was there then it seemed to be a few conflicts? I mean, Rosemary was quite interesting, wasn't it? So you had like a little clash with her, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, I think we both rubbed each other up the wrong way, but we did get on extremely well, actually. Just, we also like to bicker quite a lot. But, you know, she's a strong woman, and she can hold her own in any argument. So I think that's basically what I saw, and it was an opportunity to have a little bit of a entertaining argument with somebody.
Definitely. Do you plan to keep in touch with any of the celebrities? Obviously, when you're in that situation, you do get to know everyone quite well, don't you?
Yeah, you become massively close. I mean, when you think about it, you know, you spend time with your friends in London or in the Isle of Wight, you might go to the pub for a drink for an hour, but, you know, you're with these people every single day, all day. You know, you're sleeping next to them, you're making all your food with them, so you form really strong bonds, and I think strong bonds are always formed in these type of situations. So no, I really do plan on seeing as much as I can of almost everyone.
Chelsea on Twitter wants to know, have you looked back at the series at all, and if so, are there any moments you've cringed at yourself?
I haven't actually been able to watch any of the show yet. I've been so busy. I saw a few bits that Anton Deck played to me, and you know, those were kind of my best moments, but I'm looking forward to seeing some lower ones. Apparently for the first three or four episodes I was a nightmare, so
yeah, you were quite emotional at the start, weren't you? I remember before you switched camps or whatever.
Yeah, I mean it was really overwhelming at the beginning, and you know, you can see how long and kind of arduous it's going to be, but I think our first couple of days were the hardest there. I mean, it was a really baptism of fire. You're thrown right in at the deep end, so once you acclimatise and get used to it, you start having a really good time.
I said, what was the temperature like as well? Because obviously, I don't know. I know it's winter over here in the UK, but I don't know what it's like over there.
Well, I mean, it hadn't rained for, I think, 4 months, and then we got stranded on this island, and I was like, you know what? At least it's not raining, and in that second, it started pouring rain.
Oh, blimey.
So it poured a rain for the first four days, and then after that, you know, it's very, very hot there. I mean, in the jungle as well, there's no wind, because obviously all the trees and all the vegetation, so it feels like you're in an oven most of the time.
Blimey. And what was the first thing you did when you come out of the jungle? I mean, what's the hotel where you stay like?
Oh, the hotel where you stay afterwards, it's like paradise.
It did look really, really nice. And I imagine once you've been in a jungle for quite a few days, getting out and looking at that was quite...
I mean, just incredible. Like, I just went immediately down to the pool and said, right, give me as much food as you humanly can. And just ate and ate. And what's been so great is obviously I have the 1.5 stone to put back on. So anytime I walk past any type of food that I want, I'm like, yeah, I'll have it. Completely guilt-free.
Wow. And what was Lamar like in the jungle? I mean, I know in the Coming Out show we witnessed him singing songs. It seemed like he liked to be the centre of attention. Was he like that in the jungle at all, or...?
He was actually quite reserved in the jungle. I think he had a few problems kind of integrating into the group, and, you know, I think he felt a little bit alienated by everyone. But, you know, he's a lovely guy, and his songs are definitely extremely catchy.
Did he sing them every morning or something, or...?
There were quite a few versions of the song thrown about.
Do you think Charlie was correctly elected Queen of the Jungle, or would you have preferred her for someone else? I mean, I remember you saying you'd like it to be between Eric and Ashley.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, out of the final two, I'm so happy for Charlie for winning. I think Ashley got a little bit more involved with the process. But Charlie's a worthy winner.
I agree. And finally, how does it feel to be back in the UK, home sweet home?
Oh, being back in the country is just the best. Everything seems, you know, like a blessing in disguise. You know, you think you miss these things so much, and you think, okay, when you get back, will I appreciate them as much as I'm missing them now? And you really do. So it's fantastic, and I love being back, and it's Christmas, and all like Christmas trees are up, and everyone's in a kind of jolly mood. It's the perfect time of year to come back to.
I agree. Now, what is top of your Christmas list?
Top of my Christmas list? I don't really know. I'm really bad at receiving presents, actually. I much prefer buying other people's stuff. I get really uncomfortable when I get given stuff. But like, I've insisted that the only thing I really want is the food. Like, that's what I'm most excited about.
Food will get you a hamper, then.
Yeah.
Now, thank you very much for your time. It's been an absolute pleasure this afternoon.
Oh, great. Thank you. I'm really glad I could come on and talk to you.
Yeah, it's been great. Have a lovely weekend.
I will do.
And an amazing Christmas as well.
Happy Christmas to you too.
And you. Thank you very much. Goodbye.